We heard in the bulletin earlier about three men being sent to jail for an attack on a US tourist and his brother in Temple Bar in Dublin 2 years ago. Garth Russell, who still has glass embedded under one of his eyes, echoed the concerns of the trial judge that the three culprits had been at large and free to commit crime despite a litany of previous offences. During sentencing, Judge Patrick McCartan said the juvenile system did not seem capable of dealing with the men at the centre of this case. Gareth Noble is a solicitor with KOD Lyons. He's also a practitioner at the Dublin Children's Court, and he's here in our studio. Gareth, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Is Patrick McCartan right? The juvenile justice system did not seem capable of dealing with the men.
Well, anything that Judge McCartan, as a very experienced judge, says is something that we should all listen to very carefully. And I agree with him to the extent that juvenile courts are not capable by themselves of dealing with this issue. But it's a wider issue than that. I think I note, for example, that the two of the accused before that court were aged 28 and 25.
Yes.
And so by their very nature, they haven't been before the Children's Court for quite a considerable period of time. And I've been practising in the Children's Court now since 2008. And I do see signs of real progress, even in the time since I've been there.
What sort of progress?
Well, for example, you know, we have some very, very good Garda diversion projects, for example. We have some very good mentoring schemes. We have a lot of very, very good probation involvement at a much earlier stage. We also have a very, very good recent system where we have what we call a Garda case management system, which takes guards who are not part of the prosecution, and those guards monitor young people who come before the courts, not just through the court process, but in the community. So I think all of those things together are actually making a real difference on the ground.
Just to read out another of the comments of the judge yesterday. Unfortunately, a day like today comes when they, as in the three culprits, graduate from an overly protective system into an adult court when they are facing serious terms of imprisonment. This is something that needs to be considered by legislators because it's a recurring feature of these courts. Overly protective. What do you think he means there?
Well, I think by its very nature, the 2001 Children's Act looks at a number of measures to try and create a system that saves children from a life of crime rather than condemn them to a life of crime. And I think that that's a very laudable objective. And the position is that when children come before the Children's Court, it is a robust system. It's a system that challenges those children. And it is a system that, for example, if one commits a particular offence and comes before the adult court, one might expect as an adult to have finalised that particular case within a very short space of time. In the Children's Court, I have children in the Children's Court that I represent that are there 7 or 8 months in order to satisfy the particular judge that they appear before, that they have made sufficient progress before they can leave the criminal justice system.
One interpretation of his comments might be that the level of custodial sentences or the level of sentencing in the Children's Court is too lenient.
Well, the position is then we had this particular difficulty about 18 months ago where there are in fact no either detention beds or sentence beds in either Oberstown or Trinity House. And that was a difficulty that was expressed by the time by the judge who was sitting there at the time, Judge Anne Ryan. That system improved somewhat. We've also had a system as well whereby a very welcome development has been the closure of St Patrick's Institution for young people. That is promised. 16-year-olds are now no longer in St Patrick's Institution. And those of us who work in the criminal justice system, and in particular in the juvenile justice system, were always very concerned by the idea that children were being detained with adults in an adult institution without the support mechanisms in place. So you have a lot of children who come before the courts who are also in the care system. We know that there are 3,000 vulnerable children out there who still require an allocated or are waiting for an allocated social worker. We need huge investment in our adolescent mental health services. Many children who come before the Children's Court have a lot of mental health difficulties. And it's also clear that, in fact, and when I talk about that the juvenile courts are not capable by themselves of dealing with this issue, we need to be much more creative about identifying young and vulnerable people at risk from a much earlier age. And there are many studies which indicate that children as young as primary school age can be identified as those that could be vulnerable of coming to adverse Garda attention.
Gareth Noble, solicitor, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning.